Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Chof Zayin in the Art Scholars Vahadur edition. Perek Revi in the middle of Allah Chavov, starting Daf Chavov on the base, two lines from the bottom. The Mishnah referred to that Zduki who he did Nisuch HaMayim instead of putting it into the Mizbeach, he put it on his feet. For Gmur Kolom B'Sregim, they stoned him with their Sregim. So says the Gemara, is the Bai Mimer, someone to say, he the Paro, he the Sukkah, he the Kippur. There's three stories of Tzedukim that we found that were referring to a Tzeduki did something wrong in Beis HaMikdash. We have a din, Gabi Paro Adumo, brought down Maseches Yumo, that someone who's Tvul Yoyim, a Kohen who's Tvul Yoyim, could do the Paro Adumo. And the Tzedukim said, no, it has to be Maor of Shemesh, has to wait for the evening. So there was a Kohen who did not want to do the Paro Adumo until he became Maor of Shemesh. That's one Tzeduki. And the other story of the Tzeduki is regarding Yom Kippurim, that there was a Tzeduki that he went into Kodesh Kadashim and he did the Ktoiris before going to Kodesh Kadashim. Because the din is that we don't bring up the fire, the smoke of the Ktoiris only once you go into Kodesh Kadashim. The Tzedukim disagree. So there was a Tzeduki that went into Kodesh Kadashim and did it in the wrong way. So the Gemara says all three stories happened with the same person. Says the Gemara of Simon Lo Yomer Ken, Simon disagreed. So continues the Gemara on Daf Chof Zayin with Daf on top. Ela Oy the part of the Sukkah Chad. With the Kippurim Chad, either one Kohen did the Paro Adumo story and the Sukkah story, and the other Tzeduki is the one who did the Yom Kippurim going into Kodesh Kadashim, or the Paro Kippurim Chad, Paro Adumo and Kippurim is the same one, the Sukkah Chad, and Sukkah, the story in Sukkah's Nusach HaMayim was another Tzeduki. What's the Bechlokes depend on? The Gemara explains, Man Domo Loi Bo Yom Kalim Ad Shemeis Tlasei Onovet. The question is, the one in Yom Kippurim that went to Kodesh Kadashim in the improper way, when did he die? There is a lashon that says it took him some days, not very long after he died. If so, it could be the same Kohen did all three. He's the one who did the Paro Adumo. He's the one who did the Yom Kippurim. And then he went to do Sukkahs and he put the water on his feet. And then they stoned him and he died because they stoned him. So he made it Tlasei Yom Ovad. He did all three. But there's a lashon that says that the one who went to Kodesh Kadashim came out and his nose had worms coming out of him, meaning he died right then and there in Kodesh Kadashim. And there was a sign of a footprint of an eagle, of a calf on his forehead, which the malach put on him. So again, it means he died right away. So if so, it can be that he was stoned on Sukkis when they put the esrogim on him. So he made the one in Sukkis and the one in Yom Kippur, they died two different times. One died in Yom Kippur, one died in Sukkis. So he's going to have to say either Kaman Omar or the Paro with the Sukkah Chad, either Paro Adumo and Sukkah is the same Koyin. For the Kippurim Chad, Yom Kippur is another Koyin. Or the Paro with the Kippurim Chad, for the Sukkah Chad, they can't be the same Koyin doing Yom Kippur and Sukkis. Now the Gemara quotes a side point, now that we mention these Koyanim or the Koyin that did something wrong. So we're quoting what the Gemara said in Maseches Yumo, Tzav Chalem Azor. The Azor scream out, Tzu'umikan, Bnei Levi, Timatim, Beis Elokeinu. The Bnei Eli who mistreated the Korbanos, they should go out because they made two in Beis Elokeinu. And immediately the Gemara just brings as a reference, these Koyanim mistreated the Beis Hashem, the Beis HaMikdosh, and they should go out. Kedis the Gemara going back to the story of our Mishnah that they threw the Shroigim on the Kohen who did the Nusach HaMayim in the wrong way. The horn of the Mizbeach got broken. So they put in it a salt to replace the horn. Should not look like as if it's broken, even though it did not really work. Any Mizbeach doesn't have a horn. And a soiviv, which is the middle of Mizbeach, there's a little ramp to go around it. V'yisoid, which is the bottom of Mizbeach, pogomu. So that's a certain way to do have it. And that's why when the horn got broken, they had to replace it. So one question in the story that we said, that the Kohen Gadol, or Tzeduki, that went in an improper way, the Malach came, and the footprint of the Malach was on his forehead. So it says, Chol Adam, any Adam should not go be in Oil Moed when the Kohen Gadol goes in. And what does it mean, Chol Adam? Afilu oisom shekosu behem edmus pneyem pnei Adam lo yu be Oil Moed before the Chabar HaKadosh. Even the ones that it says in the Pasuk that their face looks like Adam, which means the Malachim. A Malach cannot be in Kodesh Kadoshim or in Oil Moed when the Kohen Gadol is there. So how do you have a Malach that goes and puts his footprint on this Zduki? He says, yeah, that's when a person does the right thing. The kohen goes on and does the right thing. He's going to be all alone. But this one was a tzduki. He did it wrong. He did a wrong avoda. So by him, you don't say that the malach can't be there. The malach was there and punished him. Halacha Zayin zok the Mishnah, ke maaseu b'chol, kacha maaseu b'Shabbos. Where they did nisach ha-mayim during the week, they did also on Shabbos. El shayar b'malim me'av Shabbos, chavit shazov, he would fill up a barrel of gold, she'einu mekudesh, it doesn't have kedusha, because once it becomes kedusha, then overnight is a problem. Min ha-shiloyach, from the river of the shiloyach, u'manich ha-balishke, puts an alishka in the room in Beis HaMikdash. Nishpecha, if the water spilled, or in his galto, there was a gilui of the water, hayamimale minakir, then you could bring water from the kir. Why? Shamayim vahayayin emigulim, when you have revealed water or wine that are open, psulim al gabem izbeach. We have a din of gilui, when you have mayim or yayin megulim that are open, where choshesh, that maybe a snake came and put a venom into it, so you can't come and drink it. So you should not bring to mizbeach as well, and we'll see in the Gemara why. Why can you put the mayim into a barrel which has kedusha? Like in Omar Vachor, Avchinina b'shav Yosef, v'kidash to mizbeach, v'ha mizbeach kodesh kadoshim. It says you have to kedusha, you have to be mekadesh mizbeach. And you learn from there, ma mizbeach and mekadesh el abedas, avkein lo yikatsh el abedas. You have to have das to be mekadesh. He doesn't want the mayim to be kodesh, so it won't be kodesh. So why do you have to have a kli which is not kodesh? Says the Gemara, Chizki Oma, Shlo Yoimim Reinu Maim Shenismalu L'Kiddush Yadayim V'Aglayim Nifsolim Belino. So we don't want people to say, oh, we saw the water, it filled up for Kiddush Yadayim V'Aglayim, and it waited overnight. They're not going to know that water was not done for Kiddush Yadayim V'Aglayim, it was done for Nisach HaMayim, and it was purposely not Mekudosh. People, even if they know it's Me'achag, they will think it went overnight. They will think it became Kaddish. They will not know that the intention was not to make them Kaddish. Rechon just said because of my sign, because people will look at it in a wrong way. What did he mean? So continues the Gemara with base. Velo yadin ikado de chizkeo, ikado de aviana, and the Gersa of Chaim is ikadivri akol. We didn't know if he meant like chizkeo, meaning that Uchayish people are going to think is the water that was filled for Kiddush Dar Vaglaim, or it's like aviana. That they're going to know it's Me'achag, but they'll still think there was Kaddish. Meaning, or maybe it was like both. The both chashashas you have over here. Similar, pedaz v'shem reshayo me'soito nifsolim belino. Also, the water of a soito, if it stays overnight, becomes posel. V'achem v'shem avuno kol she'ein mimila mizbeach en alino pesaz bo. He argues, he says, anything you don't put in the mizbeach, so there's no din lino, and the me'soito doesn't go on the mizbeach. So the Mishnah told us, the mayim megulim, you can't bring in a mizbeach. Says the Gemara, "Abayi me my over ve'ivi kosher." Said maybe you don't bring in a mizbeach because it's not the right thing. It's something which is you can't drink from, so don't bring it to mizbeach. But with the evidence will be okay. Tanya b'shaya de roimyo b'shaya from the south. Koyimir Rav Yoina in front of Yoina. Shamayim v'ayayna megulim psulim al kevam mizbeach. It's not just that it's that proper to do it. It's possible you can't bring it to mizbeach. Ma'atayma, what's the reason? It says in the pasuk, "V'se'achad min atzoyim min amatayim imashke Yisrael." So it says, when you talk about the korbanos, the pasuk in Yecheskel has imashke Yisrael, a liquid of Yisrael. Midavar shehu muter leYisrael. It's to be something that Yisrael can eat. Something that Yisrael cannot eat, it's something can't bring on the mizbeach. Just interesting to mention that this gemara is brought down in the Bavli in Menachas Dafei, which we're learning now in Daf Yomi. And the Achorim point out that you see from the Yerushalmi that what Yisrael can't eat, you can't bring to the mizbeach. Because it's improper, meaning it's possible, it's an issue, to bring something that you can't eat. And not because you can't give an issur to the mizbeach. Because here, mayim megulim is not asur. Mayim megulim is sakana. If you drink it, one can get hurt from it. But the mizbeach won't get hurt from it. So why can you bring in the mizbeach? And anything that you can't eat, bringing to the mizbeach is something you should not do. Says the Gemara, I can't do in mayim. Okay, I understand water. Water, once it has mayim megulim, you can't drink it. What about yain? And Chaim explains, wine, even if you can't drink it, you can still enjoy it, because you can do ziluf. Ziluf means you can sprinkle it to make a good smell. And says the Gemara, Mashavtai mesameach elokim v'anoshim. It needs to be wine that makes a person happy. And the wine that's ziluf, it's something that people enjoy, but it's not mesameach. It has to be something that he drinks. And when it's meguli, you can't drink it, and therefore you can't bring it on the mizbeach. And with this, we conclude the fourth parak of Masechet Sukkah, Hadron Loch Perek Lulav Arovo, Hadron Loch Perek Lulav Arovo. So the Mishnah. HaChalil Chamisho V'Shisho. The Cholil is the flute, and it's five or six. So explains the Mishnah. Zechol Shabbos Shreva. That's a chol they played in Sukkot Shabbos Shreva. Shein Adoichel Shabbos LeYomtev. You don't play now in Shabbos, not in Yomtev. So only in Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed of Sukkot can be either 5 days or 6 days. Depends if Shabbos in the middle of the of Sukkot or in the beginning. Anyone who did not see the simcha beis shreivo, he didn't see a real simcha. Says the Gemara, chol chamisha v'shisha v'cholay, hashal korban doiche. Only the flute of simchas beis shreivo you don't play on Shabbos Yontif, but the one of the korban you do. Says the Gemara, mastis to the beis abudo, the tani chol shal korban doiche as a Shabbos divar beis abudo. Beis abudo says that the cholil, the flute of the korban, it could do it on Shabbos. The chum oim remained a doich lois Shabbos lois Yom Tev. Chum disagree. Saying what Tama Tanina we learned over there. There's 12 days a year that you play the flute in front of the mizbeach for the korbanos. It's called makel because they used to press on the holes of the flute. So when is it? B'shchitas haPesach haRishon, b'shchitas haPesach haSheni, meaning Yudal Nisan and Yudal Iyar. Ubi Yom Tev Rishon shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach. Ubi Yom Atzeres, the day of Shavuos. Uvishmoinas Yemeachag in the 8 days of Sukkot. So Gemara Vishmoina Bolo Shabbos, meaning it says 8 days, so it includes Shabbos as well. So you see clearly that you do play the flute even on Shabbos. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Amar Lastav, he used to sit on his own. Rabbi Yosi Bar Aboy and said it B'Sher Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yudi, that Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yudo. Says the Gemara, the Atayon the Eilim Rabbanon, Rabbanon the argue Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yudo. Lama Einu Doichi, why they hold the flute of the Korban is not Doichi Shabbos Yom Tev. Says the Gemara, Misham She'einoi Mechuvar. Because it's not Midivri Toyer, meaning he holds Ika Shira as Bepe, you have to sing with your mouth, and the instrument is just to add an additional music to the Korban. So therefore you can't do it on Shabbos Yom Tev. Says the Gemara, V'achtiv Ha'am Mechalalim Mechalilim, we have a Farish Apasuk, that the Ha'am Mechalalim Mechalilim, and you see that when you sing, you have to use the instruments. Says the Gemara, Simcha Shleima Kosem Edaver. That's the simcha of Shlomo HaMelech when he built the Beis HaMikdash. But that's not the simcha of the Korban. We don't find a pasuk that you're required to have instruments. Continues the Gemara of Chesam with Halef. Rabbi Yehuda Mishra Boba Memel. The simchas lev kehoilech becholil. The beginning of the pasuk is Ashir Yelachem Kileis Kadosh Chak from near you learn Halel. And then it says simchas lev kehoilech becholil. It says right there cholil, which means the flute. Kozman shacholil noyeg ahalel noyeg. Meaning, whenever you say Halel, you also have a Cholil. And that explains the Mishnah that says that 12 days a year, they use the flute for the Korban, because that's what you say, if Halel Shalim on the Korban. With this, we conclude, Yerushalmi Sukkot Dav Chof Zayin.